Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Little Van Halen bringing us back with their great song, Jump. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, just the two of us. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind, just the two of us. And since we're celebrating Labor Day today, this is Labor Day, and this is our live Labor Day show, I want to talk to you about the origins of Labor Day, how it got started. And I think it's important that, I love the ancient wisdom that the best way to know where you're going is to recognize, realize, and understand where you came from. It's hard to appreciate the things that we have today in the workplace without understanding what it took to get us to this point, what people had to do, the sacrifices that had to be made, what they went through, and we should honor and respect them. And so that takes us back to the beginning of an idea that was in the mind of a 19th century labor leader called, well, some say it was a couple of McGuire guys, Matthew McGuire and or Peter McGuire. They actually spell their names differently. Matthew's name didn't have a C in it, but Peter's name did have one. So Matthew McGuire and Peter McGuire, either one of those guys, they currently share the origins as the father of Labor Day, because they cared greatly. Both of them cared greatly for a very important segment of the marketplace, its workers. And regardless of paternity, though, such a day was first celebrated, Labor Day was first celebrated on a Tuesday, September the 5th. We know the day, September the 5th, 1882, in New York City, when members of the COU, the Commercial Labor Union, took an unpaid day off to demonstrate solidarity and, of course, have picnics. It was a family day. And ever since then, since 1984, when President Grover Cleveland's signature designated the first Monday in September as Labor Day, it's been an official holiday ever since. Now, as you may have heard us talk about in the last hour, Grover Cleveland did that in 84 as a result to his heavy-handedness that had happened the year before in putting down the Pullman strike, where some workers actually were killed. So that mistake, that heavy-handedness, actually caused him to try to recover electorally from those events when he signed Labor Day into law in 1884. It didn't help him. He didn't get reelected. Then in 1898, a decade later, Samuel Gompers, who was then the head of the American Federation of Labor, AFL, called Labor Day, quote, the day for which the toilers in past centuries looked forward, when their rights and their wrongs would be discussed, and the workers of our day may not only lay down their tools of labor for a holiday, but upon which they may touch shoulders in marching phalanx and feel the stronger for it. End quote. Alas, my friends, entrepreneurs aren't organized like our union brethren, probably because we're too busy making payroll, right? There's no single small business day officially decreed by the U.S. government. There's no Entrepreneur's Day set aside to honor the few who do so much for so many. There's no day of picnics to party and party down in honor of the real heroes of the marketplace, the real heroes of the 21st century marketplace for sure, small business owners. We know who the real heroes are. There actually is a Small Business Week when the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, recognizes the creme de la creme of entrepreneurs in America, but it's not an official day. It's not even the same week every year. And every administration, Republican and Democrat, treats it differently. I don't think Small Business Week has been anything like it was back in the Hector Barreto days during the Bush 41-43 days. That was the heyday, in my opinion, of the SBA. Since then, it's been almost an afterthought for Republicans and Democrats. I think that's a mistake. Small businesses represent over 98% of all U.S. businesses. Did you know that? 98% of all U.S. businesses are small businesses, and we produce over half of the U.S. $20 trillion economy, over half. Plus, we sign the front of the paychecks, not endorsed on the back. We endorse them on the front of over half of all U.S. workers. It's approaching over 75 million workers. We sign 75 million paychecks at least once a month, if not twice a month, and sometimes four times a month. So let's see. Let's compare here. Big deal on Labor Day, no Small Business Day. What's wrong with that picture, my friends? So what's the answer? Well, let's celebrate a Small Business Day in a way no other national holiday has ever been established. Let's do it on a Sunday. Actually, let's take the second Sunday in August. Because Sunday is preferred, because that would create the least payroll expense. We wouldn't have to be a paid day off, right? And August is the month of choice because that's when politicians are home on recess. And this way they can practice casting their pearls before we small business owners in preparation. They can practice their speech on us before going to eat barbecue and sucking up to unions on Labor Day, right? So to paraphrase Samuel Gompers, small business owners deserve a day when these signers of the front of paychecks can look forward to when their rights and their wrongs will be discussed. That the small owners of businesses, the small business owners, the employers of our day, may not only lay down their challenges for a holiday, but during which they may touch shoulders in marching phalanx and feel the stronger for it. Entrepreneurs, it's time to unite. It's time we had a day to honor small business owners. Many states around the country have identified a Small Business Day. This is how the unions got started. Oregon fights with New York about who was first to recognize this, right? It's time we had a day that set aside a national holiday for small business owners. And I'm not going to rest until we get one. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.